Hi, I'm Gavin Brett, Hope Media Group Sales Manager. Welcome to this month's exclusive podcast on marketing your business with the multi-award-winning team from Step Change Marketing. In the second of today's podcast, Jeff and Dave talk about how to get more and better press coverage for your business.
We have a tactics bonanza for Sheila today. Now, Sheila is a financial planner. She wants to find a way to get more press coverage, don't we all? She wants to overcome the negative perceptions of her industry, and maybe for some of our listeners, they work in an industry where Australia doesn't give them enough love either. And she ultimately wants to know how to brand and promote herself to get more sales. Now, I could not be happier to be doing this with anyone but you, Dave, because Dave is my number two across a whole host of businesses that we work on. And when it comes to growing professional services firms, this is the guy I count on when I've got a problem.
Jeff, too kind.
So look, guys, financial planning is absolutely my stomping ground. I think when it comes to solving problems in and around this industry, I've had the pleasure of doing it many times. Now, Sheila, you quite correctly described your business as being in tax, accounting, finance, and investment management. This is absolutely true, but it's not right either. You see, people don't need another list of services that are undifferentiated in the invoice to go with them. And if we're targeting small business owners, they actually live in a place of need states or life stage triggers. Let me explain, right? So a need state is, it takes me too long to do my tax. A need state is, I'm not sure that my jobs are profitable. My need state is, it gets to the end of each month and I've worked my heart out and there's no money left over.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you see how these connect back to the service levels? But they're things that I might actually say. The second one in financial planning that's so important is life stage triggers. Now, Sheila, I know you know this, but of course we're helping all professional services firms at the moment using your example. You see, life stage triggers are, I've just gotten married, I've just gotten divorced, I'm having a baby, I've started a business, I'm retiring, I've changed jobs, those sorts of things.
And just what I think you're going for there, Jeff, is by connecting to those two things, the need states and the life stage triggers, you're actually able to communicate to what people are going through and experience.
Absolutely right.
Got it.
Now, Sheila's got a great conversion rate, 50% of the leads she talks to, because I bet she's doing this intuitively at the sales level every single time. But Sheila, we're going to take that thinking that you already know and we're going to move it up the sales funnel.
Yeah.
In Australia, we have more associations than any other country in the world.
Wow.
In fact, we have so many associations that we have the Association of Associations of Australia. I'm not kidding. You can go to their website and you can see a list of all of them. Now, associations have your customers. They have small businesses with all the sorts of problems we've talked about, going through all the life stages we've talked about in the boatload. And they have something else. They have a real problem delivering relevance to their audiences.
Right. So you're saying because there are so many of them, they actually don't know what they stand for, and the people in them are just sitting there feeling like they're not valued, like
absolutely
they're not getting anything from these
right.
associations. So previously the answer was to create more associations, but you're saying there's another way.
I'm saying that right now, these customers, their customers, and soon, if we do it right, Sheila, to be your customers, actually have a whole bunch of problems. So imagine if we found the Association for Plumbers. We got on stage at their national conference, and we did so because we had a keynote topic, which was financial planning secrets for plumbers.
Wow.
And then the killer punch on that was helping you deal with problem X, problem Y, and problem Z.
And what does that cost them? Nothing, right?
Well,
they make a phone call, they get on stage,
exactly
they put together a presentation, save your 10 grand or whatever you're going to spend on advertising, get on stage in front of the people with some uber relevant content around their need states and life
triggers. Absolutely right. And the best thing about this, Sheila, and I believe you me, I've used this in our professional services businesses, you get to write the headline, approach the association, and define the problems in an email that's no bigger than 5 or 6 lines, and you get to get the opportunity before you build the content.
Yeah.
But make sure that once you get on stage, and some of these conferences have 100, 200, 300 small businesses facing these issues, you got to knock it out of the park. Now, provided you deliver good content, show them some things that they can take home, implement now, and also frame how you can help based on a set of need states, then when you data capture off the back and make sure you have their contact details, you will convert.
What a customer acquisition tactic, Jeff. I'm going to do a slight detour and kind of get back to some of the crux of the few questions she asked. So you asked around press coverage and attracting customers. So I would approach it in three steps. The first step I would do is get my positioning right. Now, Sheila, in this briefing document, you said you've been trying to think of a tagline. So a helpful tool to us is think of two concepts. The first concept is what's called inch wide, mile deep. So how relevant can we be for the smallest, most targeted amount of people to fill all of our growth needs? So what is that niche? It's also called niche marketing. Then I would overlay a little Venn diagram of, if you imagine three circles, you had important to customers, unique to your business, and different from and what the competition has. You find the middle point where you can truly stand out and have sustainable positioning advantages, and that is your overarching positioning or tagline that all of your messaging rolls into. Once you've nailed that, look at PR, because you want to look at how do we get positive press. And I would ask two questions. The first question is, what are you doing to deserve it? Unless your business is doing something really interesting in a space that people should care about, no one's going to read it, so no one's going to write about it. So, if you're not doing anything worth writing about, how do you get positive press coverage? And the answer there is actually looking at what's happening, what's trending, what's going on in the news, and provide a point of view or an insight around it. Now, by doing that, you not only give journalists something that they want to talk about, something that's current and in the news, but you give them new rehashed content that doesn't take a lot of time and thought power from you because you're an expert in that industry.
Now, if only there was something we could push off against, some sort of tension. I don't know, like maybe the fact that 80% of Australians don't value and don't seek financial advice.
Wow.
Now, that was the key stat out of the Future of Financial Advice. One of the major industry bodies put that piece of work together, and it was absolutely startling. The key thing here is that 20% of Australians that actually use financial advice and see value, and in fact, they're raving fans. So it stands to reason that if we can go out there and target the 80% that aren't seeing value, move them across, they're going to be raving fans. And with Sheila's customer satisfaction, some of the things we talked with her about, this is an absolutely high probability.
Yeah. And it's using that customer satisfaction to really push up against those negative preconceptions that are about the industry. And I don't think you can ignore them. You want to brush over them and say you're different. But they always say, tell me a joke, don't tell me you're funny. And what that means to you is collect the testimonials from your customers, put them in video, grip them by need states and life triggers, and show your potential customers why they should trust you over the other guys.
Now, how do you tackle this? You take it absolutely head on. You lean into the discomfort and you use that to create relevance, intrigue, and engagement. So imagine if we go back to our associations tactic and instead the talk says why financial planners suck and aren't doing what they need to do for plumbers.
Wow.
All of a sudden I'm like, hang on, these guys are talking straight up. I want to listen. And if it is just to find out the answer to that question, I'm probably going to lean in and listen. Now, Sheila, I know your industry has been telling you for the last probably 7 years, it's all about referrals, and we know they work. What the industry hasn't done is given you a systemized way to optimize these referrals. We call it our active Net Promoter Score system. Now, the Net Promoter Score was the measure that Gail Kelly brought in as the number one measurement when she took the helm at Westpac. And it basically asks this question, how likely, Dave, are you to recommend me to another colleague, friend, or small business that might need my service?
Yeah.
So look, it sounds like you've got a lot of happy customers, Sheila, which is awesome. But how can we make sure that as many as possible of those customers tell someone else? So we are going to go out, Sheila, and you're going to set up an automated system that goes out and asks for customers to review you from the point of view of Net Promoter Score. And whenever you get a 9 or a 10, which means they are 87% likely to transact with you again or cause someone else to transact, for those customers only, you will get back in touch and you will ask them to crystallize their experience with you, what was great about them. And then when you receive that back, you will go out again and say, is there anyone else that you might be able to tell about this experience that could use my services? And would you mind at all if I have their details?
Such an easy no-brainer at such a low cost.
Now, Sheila, that's all we have time for today. Our commitment is always to pack as much value into the 10 minutes or thereabouts as we possibly can. We hope we've given you some thinking, some tactics that you can take home and implement that are relevant to all professional services businesses out there. Now, for those listeners, if you have a question, let us know. At the Hope Media website, this has been Getting the Most Out of Your Marketing. I'm Jeff Cooper. This is Dave Siegel.
Thanks, guys.
It's been awesome having you today.
To have your marketing questions answered by the Step Change team, look for the banner at hope1032.com.au.